Hi guys, I am that Nigerian Christian Talkaholic and this is another episode of Just Talk. So you guys, I am so glad, I'm so glad to be back here. I mean, when I say back here, I mean back in Enugu State, Nigeria. Yeah, Lagos is over, you guys. I mean, all the fun and random stuff. I think we've had a good run and it's time to get back on track. So last week we talked about Nigeria, we talked about getting your PVC, we talked about things, all of the wrong things happening here, right? And I think that was an important topic. I had, funny thing is, that conversation sparked a lot of arguments and raised a lot of new views. I mean, people had to come to my DM and they had new views and they had, I mean, a lot of things which I don't want to talk about here on the podcast. But then, I mean, I feel like that's an episode everyone should listen to, and I still feel strongly that, I mean, every Nigerian should get their PVCs, not as an identity card only, but then, I mean, the real reason it's a PVC is so you can exercise the right that the constitution gives you to vote. Yeah, so I think that every Nigerian should get their PVCs, every Nigerian should participate in the upcoming elections. But today, we're going back to the crux of what this podcast is about. You already know, I mean, Just Talk is a faith-based podcast. Yeah, basically, I talk about a lot of stuff. Point is to offer direction is to young people. I mean, people who are going through life, people who are learning as they go through life, direction from the Word of God, direction from inspiration through the Holy Spirit, direction from reading books about God, yeah, and listening to messages and all that. Basically, direction from all that God reveals to me, right? So I'll share a few things. I mean, today I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about intentional living, I want to talk about prayer, and I want to talk about feeling disconnected and coming back. So I'll talk about intentional living and feeling disconnected before I talk about prayer, right? And I'll share a personal experience. I mean, I was in Lagos for, I think, 6 weeks, for about six weeks, and it was really chill, like I had a good time, right? But then I was not as fervent as I would have been. I mean, I was not reading my Bible as often as I should read it. I wasn't praying for as long as I like. I was basically, you know, this thing people call Indomie prayer. Maybe I mean, not every day. Some days I'll spend some time. But then I knew that I could give it more. I knew that I could do more. For instance, I was looking at journaling. I think I journaled only twice in Lagos. Twice, you guys. Twice in 6 weeks. And that is not me. I practically journal every day. I mean, journaling is one of the most intimate things I have with God. It's where I come, right? Like, all my heart desires, where I come and I'm just playing with God, right? It's where I come and I'm pouring out to God. And I had done that only twice, right, in Lagos. And I'm like, oh, Abba, how far? What is happening? Right? And I mean, basically, I learned something in Lagos. And this morning while I was praying, the Holy Spirit reminded me of that thing. So I learned something in Lagos when I went to church on one of the Sundays. I learned that, I mean, in seeking God, you need something. You need a heart that thoroughly desires God. And I learned something the next day about intentionally seeking God. So there's two things. I mean, a lot of times, I said this on the podcast on that day, I think 2 weeks ago. I said a lot of times our hearts desire God. A lot of times we really want to see God, right? But then we don't take active steps towards it. I mean, you know, how do you grow in God? You grow in God by reading scriptures. You grow in God by praying, like spending time in prayer. You grow in God by fellowshipping with other believers. You grow in God by doing these things, these activities, because they help you stay grounded. They help you stay rooted. They remind you of why you believe, right? And so when you don't do those things as often, or when you pass out the opportunity to do these things, you see that I'm not saying you are no longer a Christian. I mean, you're still a Christian, but then you see that your life, you're not exactly growing. You're probably at the same points, right? And there is no effort, right? I mean, your heart, you may come to God when you're praying, like, God, I really want to know you. I really want to know more of you. Well, how can you say you really want to know more of God when you're not reading the Bible, when you're not praying, when you're not spending time with God, when you're not actually doing or committed to doing these things that would help you grow, right? So basically, I mean, that is something I talked to God about today. I spent quite a long time in place of prayer, journaling, praying, studying my Bible, using commentaries, trying to get new punch, new insights, asking the Holy Spirit for understanding. And I mean, you just realize that, yo, this thing, growth with God, growing in God, is about intentionality, right? I mean, two things. Your heart must pant. And while that is happening, you must take action. Ah, like seriously, I mean, it's okay to go to church and the message hits you strongly and you're like, God, I really want this. And in that moment, you really want it, right? But then, I mean, how intentional are you about getting to the point that you want to get to? And really, it's not, I mean, it extends to beyond our Christian life, right? It extends to beyond the time we spend praying. It extends to what our lives are about, our finances, our academics, our careers. I mean, you cannot say you want to do exploits, you cannot say you want to sow when you just think it in your heart and then you take no actions to ensuring that you're that person, or to ensuring that you become, you know, that person who you say financially independent, or that person who has more money, who is making more efforts to build their streams of income, or that person who is advancing in their career. Like, you have seriously to grow in every aspect of your life, you must take intentional steps. And I mean, that is something that I learned today while I was in a place of prayer, while I was in a place of journaling, you know, coming to God, talking to him about how the past weeks have been, I mean, what I need to do now. And that brings me to my next point. Yo, when you feel a disconnect and you have been disconnected, get up and go back to God. And a lot of times, I mean, I have this issue, or I used to have this issue, where I feel like there's been this disconnect and I'm struggling to get back, because I'm like, yo, God, how could I have done this? How could I have not stayed on track? What happened to me? And I just go asking myself questions over and over and over again that I do not even come back. But it takes such a long time to come back. And recently God has helped me. I know that where there has been a disconnect, God has taught me, come back. Jump right back. I mean, don't waste all the time saying, God, I wish I could have done better, crying, God, what did I do, what have I done? Get up, come back, right? Basically, you guys, I mean, like, these life lessons, these lessons that apply to your spiritual life, to your Christian life, to the person that you are, they apply to every area of your life, right? So where something has not gone as you thought it should, bounce back. Where you did not put in as much effort, start to put in the requisite effort. And then lastly, this podcast is not going to be overly long, but this is so important, you guys. And God, thank God for prayer. I mean, I'm just so grateful for the grace to pray today, grace to spend time with God today, because you guys, I got reminded of the importance of prayer. You know, when you know something, how do I explain it? You know something, but you're losing grasp of how powerful and effective it is. Right, and so I said something recently on my class group. So, I mean, ASU has been on strike for some time. And so I said to my classmates, I'm like, so we're talking about going to meet our lecturers, talking to them, begging them. We just have one semester to go. We've already had classes, most of our classes. And so everybody's like, okay, we can go talk to them, beg them and ask them for exams. Right? And everybody's saying that. And some people are saying that it will not work. You could just like talking on this group. And I say something, I do an addition. I come like, we can pray. Okay, so I go like, we can pray. And someone's like, pray about what? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And this guy practically asks, I say, so we can pray. And he says, pray about what? Right? And I did not reply. And so I'm in place of prayer today, and God reminds me of scripture that says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man may get tremendous power available. And I remember, right, a lot of times we're talking about a lot of problems, and we don't even spend time praying. People these days water down the effect of prayer. They water down the power of prayer. People say to you that, get your PVC, and all of you that are just saying pray, 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 pray. And I get why they say that, because a lot of us Christians, we pray and we don't take action, right? But you guys, I'm saying, you're taking action and you're not praying. You don't trust that there is the invisible hand of God. You don't trust that God can make things work for your good. But you think that it depends solely on what you do or the effort you put in. You think that effort will necessarily determine the outcome of things, right? And you think that, I mean, some principles will always work out, work hard, succeed. But it doesn't always happen like that. There is favor that comes from God. There is grace that God gives unto us, right? There is power that prevails through prayer. And you guys, I was in place of prayer, and God told me, you know, you've said a lot of things about Nigeria lately. You've talked to people, you've advised them, but you have not said a lot about prayer. And not just saying a lot about prayer, God asked me, have you actually spent time to pray for Nigeria? I mean, so much is happening. Look, check out Sokoto, the killing of the girl, lynching, burning her alive. Something happened recently. I saw news yesterday. Like, when I was younger, I didn't like to read news, right? I thought it was boring. But these days, I mean, I'm almost always on the news because on social media, there is news. I mean, notifications come on your phone and there is news. And so I saw the news yesterday that a group of motorcyclists burnt one engineer for over 100 naira change, an argument. And I'm like, yo, it is bad. And so God says to me this morning, it's like, I mean, a lot of things are happening, but when have you actually dedicated time to praying for Nigeria? When have you actually dedicated time to praying for these circumstances? And you guys, a lot of times when we are distressed, when we are distraught, when, you know, things are not going well, we worry so much that we do not pray. Like, I mean, a lot of us are complaining bitterly, and situations are bitter. But how many of us have taken time? And I'm not just saying mentioning Nigeria in passing. I'm saying how many of us have deliberately chosen to pray for Nigeria. And so this is that call that you need, just in case you've not been praying. This is that call that the Bible says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. It means that when you pray, prayer has effect. Number one, Bible calls prayer effective, the effective prayer. So effective fervent. Fervency means that you continually go to God, you continually seek God, you continually remind God, right? And it says of a righteous man, of the Christian. I mean, God has declared you righteous. Come on. Like, you have access. Bible has said that your prayer is effective. The Bible has said it is effective. And the Bible says that prayer that is effective, once it is fervent, it makes tremendous power available. Right? So you guys, this is to say that, I mean, there is absolutely no situation that you cannot pray about. And so if you've been discouraged, you're like, I mean, what does prayer do? Or you're like, all of you just say prayer. Or you're like the person that says pray for what? This is a reminder, this is a call that prayer is a beautiful gift. The call that prayer does make tremendous power available. And just, I mean, before we go, I'd just like to say a prayer over Nigeria, over the circumstances in Nigeria, over your life as a person. I mean, trust me, if you're in Nigeria, you're affected by what is happening in somewhere or the other. Whether you're a student pursuing an undergraduate degree or a postgraduate degree, or you work in the civil service, or you live in the north, wherever you are, something here affects you. Right, and so I'll just say a prayer about over Nigeria. I hope that you join me. I mean, if you've not been praying, I hope that you start to pray. But right now, I just hope that you join me. Thank you, Jesus, for this country. Thank you because you made this country. You formed this country. You know this country. Abba, your word says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man does make tremendous power available. Spirit of God, I am asking today that you brood over Nigeria. Lord, your word says in John 1, that God, there was light and darkness could not overcome it. About your word means that, Lord, even in the dark, light shines and darkness has no place. Holy Spirit, a lot of things are wrong with this country. A lot of things are going, but Lord, every day there is one bad news. Every day there is something that keeps us distressed. Holy Spirit, for as many that listen today, Lord, I ask for peace that transcends all human understanding over their hearts. I got peace in the difficult situation that is Nigeria. Lord, I ask that you enthrone righteousness in this country. Abba, I ask that God, you make things start to work for people, that you bless this country. Lord, it looks like it is only bad. Lord, the price of things keeps on getting high, are losing jobs, people are suffering. Holy Spirit, we ask that you brood over the situation that is Nigeria. Lord, brood and make this country work for us. Lord, there is ASUU striking. There is the government not saying anything concrete. There are people's futures on the line. Spirit of God, I ask that you work in this country. Have I declared that God, this strike will not last the 12 weeks that they have said it will. ABA will be called off, people will go back to school, people will learn lessons, people will grow, people will move on with their lives. Spirit of God, I pray that you bless our days, our weeks. Help us commune with you. Help us spend time with you. Help us live intentional lives. Keep us, Holy Spirit. Be with us. Work with us. Help us walk with you. Help us honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So I pray that you have a lovely week, you guys. I mean, it's been so good doing this podcast today. I feel really good. I love y'all. Bye. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is Just Talk.